Dad. Yeah, we were a little tight there, Mitt. We were a little tight there. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder, the footy man himself.
This is it, my friend.
Mitt and Jay are in the back. Mickey Skates will be in soon. I believe Bruce and Brad are going to be on the phones, answering the phones. I assume they're not there yet, but if you want to, call the money line, 1-833-462-2333. Take a lot of calls today because we are a little early here, 3:15 instead of 4 o'clock because the Euros just kicked off. Turkey v. Italy.
Italy.
Here we go! Telling us who to bet on. Let's have a fucking Friday.
What a treat. How's this fucking working?
I am so confused right now. What is going on?
Dude. I was sitting here at our, you know, we're still sitting here kind of putting all the shit together for the Foxy Flick that just debuted. I just tweeted it out. It's on Instagram where I was doing all that.
Good work, Foxy.
And I still great work, Foxy. He can't hear you. He's currently filming this, but like, shout out Foxy, by the way. But I have the one earpiece still like in for whatever reason. And I just heard you guys start talking. And I was like, wait, can we fucking drop into this thing? And hey, you guys start out hot. We appreciate the show, boys. It feels like we're back in Indy getting a chance to listen live here.
Pat, you're on Italy, right? You're an Italian.
Yeah, of course, dude. You ain't never gonna hear me bet against the Italians unless it comes to like living a.
Here we go. Finish it. Oh,
fuck.
What do we do?
Guy just curled one
Italy's,
wide.
Italy's been dominating.
Italy's
early.
Buzzing.
That's what I'm talking about. They're dominating everything. Great at soccer. Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful culture.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible food.
Chicken parm.
It's just. Chicken parm, obviously, that's part of the food there. That is definitely, we can dive into each piece of Italian food, I guess, if we really want to. But, you know, that organized crime thing you guys brought into the world really was a gift and a curse, I think. And that's really the only conflict I have with being a full-on pro-Italian guy.
Team Connor here?
Yeah.
Hey, Connor, is Ireland in this tournament, or?
No, I think Ireland's gearing up for the next lacrosse Olympics. I don't think they're participating in the Euros this year.
Shout out Ireland. Ireland's got a pretty sweet mafia as well.
What? Yeah, true. You're goddamn right.
You're fucking right, pal. They never welcomed me in as much as the Italians did, but
you're goddamn right.
And I am Irish. So.
You came up to Boston. They'd have you in a mob probably sitting at the table within the first week.
Oh, hey. And Pittsburgh has an Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a...
Yeah, they're number two in the city.
They're pretty much the Teamsters.
You know?
Bingo, it is the Teamsters, actually.
Hey, shout out you guys for being able to get through a whole show staring at Zito with his shirt off.
What's up, boys? Have you seen the picture of Zito shirtless yet? I took a picture live on the air one time.
Oh, hey!
Hey, can you see me?
Yeah, boys. We can see it.
Hey, how's it going, man? I think Foxy's about to cut it right now. Let's see. You guys smoking dope?
You're on the dope again.
What do you eat?
No. I do have Subway.
It's a breakfast sandwich. Zito orders these breakfast sandwiches every time we're down here. No, it's plain bagel. Last week was an everything bagel. I'm not a big everything bagel guy. I'm a plain bagel guy. Or cinnamon raisin.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
And I want butter on there, not any of the other bullshit.
Not cream cheese.
No, I'm out on the cream cheese. Don't be putting any cream in. I ain't down with it. Uh-huh. I ain't down with the whipped cream. I ain't down with the cream cheese.
You don't
I ain't
like
down with
cream.
The sour cream. I ain't down with any of the fucking
cream cheese. Pat, can I ask you a question? Good.
Yeah, Bob, go ahead.
You played soccer nationally, internationally.
Oh, that's a hit.
Say your team had 99% of the possession and in the opponent's zone for 99% of the time. Would you say it's dominating or just possessing? Because some clown in the chat is coming at me for saying Italy's dominating so far.
Yeah, I would assume that is a dominant performance.
Thank you.
I used to live by the code of don't tell me who dominated possession. Tell me who fucking scored. That's all I want to hear. Because I was not a big, hey, let's pass the ball around, hang out guy. I'm like, hey, are we not trying to get the thing into there? What are we even doing? So Gumpy, I think, played a little bit different style, Barcelona style, moved the ball around, you know, like his type of thing maybe. Me, I was trying to score all the time, so I didn't really care about the possession time. But the way you're describing it sounds like Italy has been dominating, which is what me and Gumpy thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you, the Italian digs, refused to bet on such a thing.
Well, Pat, as like you just said, the score is still 0-0, and I got draw in there, so I didn't take Turkey just to win. I'm not an idiot, but if a draw sneaks in there, I'll be fine with that too.
I mean, Italy is buzzing right now. Boy. Oh, that might be a handball. Get the VAR out. Get the VAR. Right. The eye ties are surrounding.
All right, get the VAR out. You guys have a good one. We all appreciate right. you,
hey,
boys.
Good luck tonight. 8 o'clock tonight. SmackDown. Woo! Hey, boys.
I mean, that was a handball.
No, it wasn't. Well, first off, it might have been, but you didn't. The view hasn't been close enough where you can tell yet if it was or not.
I could see from a mile away. There it is.
Nah, that ain't a handball.
Immobile fucking penalty.
That ain't a handball, dude. All right. This is Hammer Don.
Don.
Euros have started. Thank you to Pat and the boys for jumping in. That's always awesome. Oh, looks like it wasn't a handball.
I mean, it definitely was, yeah. But...
Did you take anything on this game? First and foremost, there was a great boost from FanDuel Sportsbook. You could have got Italy from minus 230 to plus, I think it was even odds, right?
Plus 100. Yeah. I took that because I'm not a fucking Benedict Arnoldino like you.
I took that.
Yeah, you also took Turkey before that.
Benedict Collini over there.
Yeah.
That's... First of all, you could have just said my last name. It is Italian. You didn't have to slip some other Italian guy's last name
in. Benedict Arnoldino.
Arnagilia.
There's the one. I mean, we need a goal here.
I have Turkey and draw plus 140, and I have Turkey and draw.
Oh, what a save.
Under 3.5 plus 181.
Oh, Chiellini.
Give it to the old man.
Chiellini with the goal to open the tournament. Would have been
maybe older than Gigi Buffon.
He's literally 50 years old.
He's ancient.
Gumby, what do you have on this game?
I have Italy money line with the boost, and then I have a parlay Italy money line under 3.5 goals. And I think... Oh, back heel. I took him under 2.5 goals as well.
Yeah, that was... So the... Oh, we took 3.5 because it was in a parlay.
Yeah. But like Nigel said yesterday, I mean...
2.5 was the actual over-under.
Yeah.
If you were playing that game. There was some big news. Some big news for Belgium, pal.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know.
De Bruyne is out, and who else is out?
Wetzel the pretzel. I don't know if the line. I don't know why the line has dropped that much though. I still feel like they're gonna win tomorrow, even without De Bruyne. Like they still got a good squad. I guess Hazard hasn't really played much for Real though, so you don't know.
No,
what
they're
you're
wondering
gonna get
if he's gonna be how fit he's gonna be.
He's
for this
still
match.
Got Lukaku up top. I mean, they still got players, man. I mean, they're minus 115 to win that group now.
I think Brad is on the phones back there, so you call the money line 1-833-462-2333. If you're listening in the chat, I'll put it in there right now. What is it? 1-833. Nope.
462-2333.
The only chance that Turkey has right now is they're gonna have to counter at some point or get a corner or something off of set piece, I assume, right?
Hey, Mancini's got the boys fired up. The Italians
Bobby
came out
Mancini.
Fast.
Mitt, did you bet this game at all?
Yeah, I rode with Gumpy on this. Smart. I got Italy money line on the boost. Gumpy sent me the boost, so I couldn't. I had to double dip there, and then I did have a parlay Italy money line and minus 2.5. Thank you, Gumpy.
Minus 2.5 or under 2.5?
Under 2.5.
Attaboy.
Sorry.
There you go, Matt.
Oh, look who's on the line. Animal, what's going on?
Cricket master.
Yo, what's good, Mr. Diggs, Mr. Gumpy, Mr. Skates?
What up, dude?
Hey, is England still up 100-0 or?
Yeah, so I was going to give an update on the cricket match. So a test match is basically like two innings of a baseball game. So the top half of the first inning, England scored 303 runs, which is not that bad.
Okay.
But the second day, they slipped up. In New Zealand's 229 runs and only 3 outs, and they have 10 outs. So it's not looking great, I'm going to be honest. But, hey, we still got 3 more days.
I like that you're honest, Animal. You seem like an honest guy. What was the other bet you had given us the other night?
I gave Oakland minus 1.5, and that one, I think, yeah.
Did that? Yeah, that came home. Oakland, the A's.
I also got one more baseball take.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the New York Mets minus 1.5. I have found this trend on SEQL. Basically, whenever a starter has less than 10 hits and walks combined in 3 starts, in the previous 3 starts, the favorites are 43 and 29 to the run line. So -1.5 New York Mets. I think I got them at +140. That's a solid bet.
And we'll do cricket fans. Do a lot of cricket fans like baseball? And I know they're not exactly the same thing, but they've got a lot of similarities.
Nah. Cricket fans hate baseball. Okay. And baseball fans hate cricket fans.
Good to know.
Baseball fans hate cricket, I guess.
I like baseball. I don't hate you or cricket, Animal.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, you have a good night. You watch the Euros at all?
Oh, no.
Yeah, a little bit. I bet on Italy. I rode Gumpy's parlay. That's pretty good.
Is India going to make the World Cup or no?
Not anytime soon. Maybe in 50 years.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck, Emil.
Thanks, boys.
Bye, boy, Emil.
Emil's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
I miss anything?
Turkey seems to be coming into it a bit here.
Okay.
The callers have been very hot lately, Tom. Yeah, the PFL, I don't know if you've been taking these picks.
I
take some of them. I take some of the ones I like. Reggie Jackson came home last night with a nice one.
I took those PFL fights, and both of them hit.
Fucking Larissa
Shields, and always, I can't remember the other one.
Why are you always betting against the Utah Jazz?
Listen, there's some fucking stooge. I don't know if this guy listens to this show or not. Who says I've been trashing the Jazz? I haven't said one bad thing about the fucking Jazz.
Nobody cares about the Jazz.
The Nuggets, been saying bad things about the Nuggets.
Yeah, the Nuggets do.
Tony,
I did put in my first spite bet maybe of all time. I took the Clippers to win the series, and I hope that fucking happens more than anything I've ever wanted in my entire life.
Mitchell seemed pretty upset last night about his injury, so I don't know how healthy he is going forward.
Go ahead.
If I am correct, me and you actually talked the whole NBA season about how the Utah Jazz were one of the most profitable teams to bet on against the spread, so I think that dude might have been talking out of his ass.
This is a good segment. This is a betting show. No, we don't hate any of your teams. We probably don't care about your teams one way or another.
You know what I did yesterday,
Tony? We care about them. We like them.
Well, we might hate them, but it doesn't matter.
You know what? You know what I did yesterday, Tony?
We bet them.
I bet against the Red Sox, who I love.
Correct.
Because it was a good spot with the Astros getting +0.5. The game was tied. The Red Sox won the game. Astros won the first five. Beautiful day.
Like Tony. Tony's a scumbag. He bet against Italy here.
I mean,
you know, my ancestors in Sorrento right now are turning over in their graves. I mean, rolling down to Positano right north of the Amalfi Coast. And yeah, well, this is betting. This isn't.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, you know.
You don't get paid like out for how big of a fucking fan you are.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
So, if we go against your team, it's nothing against them. It's just we don't think they're going to.
Jazz are a good team. They've been a good team all year.
And I did not bet the Clippers last night. I bet the Clippers game one before Conley was out +4 and actually won. So, fuck off, guy.
And the Clippers also covered last night.
Did they?
Oh, no, they didn't.
They didn't save.
No.
Swing that in.
Ball into the box. Oh,
come on. Get it up, son.
All right. Let's go to...
The longer this stays, zeros.
I know, pal.
Well, I mean, it's good for the...
No!
I mean, Italy's going to get a penalty at some point here, the way this is going. You know they are.
In Gumpy fashion, he did call that Italy would most likely win 1-0 on a penalty.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Hit it. Graham, a bit ambitious. Graham from North Carolina, what do you got?
So I was just wondering how Gumpy's feeling about these Euro plays that I got for tomorrow.
Okay,
go on. Right now it's looking like Turkey's coming on with the counterattack, though.
Ooh.
But
you've got the callers and everyone's going to be a little bit ahead of us. Go ahead, continue. Sorry.
But tomorrow I got Wales and Dream a double chance. Mm-hmm. And then Denmark -1 in the spread. And Belgium money line.
Thank you, Graham. As we said earlier, just so if you are betting on Belgium, two of their best players are out. De Bruyne is their best player. He's out. Tomorrow, what do you have, Gumpy?
I have Belgium money line and Wales double chance. And then I did every day I'm just going to do a parlay with high odds, obviously.
Jesus.
So I'm going to go Wales double chance. Denmark double chance, Belgium double chance. Three game parlay is +114 on those three tomorrow, Tony.
So I took that the other day. Yeah. Wales double chance, Denmark double chance, Belgium double chance, +102 is what I got them. So you probably had better odds on Belgium.
Yeah.
My Belgium double chance is minus 650.
Yeah. So, that, I mean, if you want to bet every game, I feel like that's the best way to do it. Just because I don't love betting the spread, especially with FanDuel, because you're going to be you're not getting the push. So I'd lean just if you're doing a parlay, don't shy away from taking draw no bet or double chance.
The only draw no bet that we would take probably just as its or double chance that we would take on its own tomorrow is Wales.
Yeah, I'm on Wales on its own and Belgium moneyline on its own.
What was Belgium moneyline down to?
-120.
Okay.
I mean, they still should win that game, man. I know how good De Bruyne is, but they still got guys to win that game.
What are we taking on the Danes?
Denmark double chance.
Double chance.
You're gonna have to, because that one's -1100. Yeah, so it's parlay it. Hockey last night.
Let's talk about it.
Fucking VGK comes home.
I mean, we said they would. They delivered. It wasn't even really
close.
Ever really too much of a sweat.
Well, they went up. As went up 1-0.
5 seconds in.
Yeah, but Vegas answered.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying
immediately, and it was like it looked like it was back and forth, and there were a couple times where they just it scored within seconds or minutes of each other. But you just felt like Vegas had control the whole time. Fleury made a couple great saves, but they never really looked like out of it or in danger.
Yeah,
and I thought the Avs would give a little more with it being their season on the line, but Vegas, man, they look like they're clicking on all cylinders now, and they are big favorites.
500? Is it 500?
450.
450 right now. It'll probably get to 500.
I heard this morning that is the largest semifinal favorite in 31 years.
Jesus.
That's insane. And I would expect Vegas to win. Now, I don't think it's going to be as easy as a lot of people think. I think Montreal will give them a couple good games, but I do think Vegas is going to take that in probably six.
Now that I think about it, 31 years, that might have been tens over somebody in the semis. Could have been.
It might have been. I don't know. The math doesn't seem right, but it might have been the Pens. Actually, maybe it might have been the Pens over the Islanders in 93, where Volek won in game seven.
Islanders won.
Yeah, because that was the best Penguins team. That team was arguably better than the 91 and 92 teams that won the Cup.
So when we talk, like, and we don't speak in certainties, like some people will call in and like fucking, they'll say, like, it's going to be a sweep, Sixers and five, blah, blah, blah. Avs were up 2-0 and looked like they potentially could not be beaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nets were up 2-0, looked like they were never going to lose a game. Like, these things, like, the Mavs were up 2-0 and the Clippers come back and win the series.
Winnipeg Jets swept the Edmonton Oilers and then got swept by the Montreal Canadiens.
Sports are weird. Like, nothing is, you can't speak in definites, I think, especially in sports betting. Now, last night with the Bucks, they won, but did they look good? No, I don't think they.
I heard a lot of people throwing the old gentleman sweep out there. Do we think that's in play for the Bucks?
Potentially. Potentially, yes.
Yeah, I think they get two. They get two. That Celtics got one. The Bucks have to get two.
Harden looked so pissed off watching that game at the end. He's coming back. He's going to drop 45.
Tell you what, if someone would just sit Giannis down and be like, hey, quit taking jump shots, dude.
I mean,
just
as long as
get in the lane.
Just give the rock to Bruce Brown.
Okay.
If the Nets want to win, just give the ball to Bruce Brown.
Mitt?
Bruce.
I mean, I had a couple live bets on Brooklyn moneyline last night. I mean, Bruce Brown couldn't have just pissed the game away anymore. Kyrie Irving needs to show up in the fourth quarter. What are you doing? He didn't take a single shot. I mean, Brooklyn's still covered in that ticket cash, but gosh.
Gosh, dude.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, man.
Oh, no. We got Chiellini dragged out wide here. We don't like seeing that. Oh, God. Oh, catch the fucking ball, dude.
You know who would have caught that?
I mean, this goalie is very good.
But you know who would have caught it?
GG
Buffon. All right, back to the NHL real quick.
Turkey's coming into this.
Playoff series betting. Where is it?
While you're looking for that, let's talk the Islanders and Tampa, which starts on Sunday. That game's at 3 p.m.
Tampa -250, Islanders +200.
Yeah, in game one specifically, Tampa is -186, Islanders are +156. Tampa at home, obviously. If you get it right now, you could get the Islanders plus 1.5 for minus 182.
That's not bad.
It's not bad because you just don't know what you're going to get. You assume it'll be tight and close because that's the way the Islanders play. They played last year in the same round, and it was the conference finals last year. It's called the Stanley Cup semifinal this year because there are no conferences. And the Lightning 1-6. And I would assume it's going to be similar to that series.
Or were they dumb?
It was a good series, but the Islander, the Lightning can play any way you want. Like Boston really could only play a certain way because they have really one line, that perfection line, and then that second line of like Hall and Krejci kind of let them down. They were missing that secondary scoring. Tuukka Rask, obviously, we saw with the torn labrum and the hip injury, he was hurt, tried to play through that, couldn't really play up to his standard. And they didn't have a backup because of Nohalak. They had to rely on Swayman for that one period, so they couldn't make the switch. They didn't want to put him in there. I understand that. Tampa is very deep, very skilled. They're not soft in any way. They can play physical. They can fly. They can play any which way you want. So if the Islanders want to try and stifle the neutral zone and clog lanes and play their game, Tampa's okay playing that way. And they can win a game 2-1 as well as they could come out and light them up and win a game 6-2. So I think you're safe hitting Tampa game one. If you want to just – if you want to play it even safer, you could look at that plus 1.5 for the Islanders. But
that's Sunday, right?
That is Sunday at 3, and then I believe the Vegas Montreal series starts Monday night.
That's gonna be awesome. Is Montreal? Do you know if they're letting any more people in since they?
I haven't heard anything, and I'd be surprised if they did. It seems like Canada's still.
You know who would? I know it's not his city.
Rob Ford.
Tom Ford would have found a way to fucking.
I mean, his brother is his around there. Doug,
the premier,
Dougie Ford.
I don't know what that means, but it's a hell of a title.
Do you feel the same about that series?
Which one?
Islanders and Tampa?
Yeah, I'd take Tampa 60-minute line first game just because I feel like I this Lightning team, man. I mean, I really think they're going to run it back, dude.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to take anything away from the Islanders here, but now they ran through Tristan Jarry.
Yeah.
And Rask was obviously hurt and didn't look right through that series. Vasilevskiy is arguably the best goalie in the league. And he's got a good defensive unit in front of him. So it's going to be harder for them to find offense. Tampa's not going to make the same mistakes that Boston, the Penguins did. And I hate, like, you say that, and people who back the Islanders will still be like, oh, they're not giving us enough credit. And we're probably not. But at the same time, like, Tampa's so good. Gumpy's been saying it for a while now. Like, they're going back to back. He's banging that drum. I would like to see a Vegas-Tampa final just for pure entertainment standards. And I think Tampa is the lock to get there.
That's what the NHL wants, too, obviously.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, in terms of people in and view. But, like, Montreal's a huge market for them.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so some live lines from Italy and Turkey right now.
What's the total at?
So
under two,
over under 1.5.
Yeah,
over minus 120, under minus 105. I believe Nigel talked about potentially playing the no goals first half. Did he not say that?
His no goal meter.
What did he say? Every single game except for
Netherlands, Ukraine, and England, Croatia.
That every England, other game Croatia potentially game's under
going to be a fucking banger, dude. 9 a.m. I think all I don't know.
You could parlay under minus 410 and
fuck, Mancini's gotten old. God damn.
I could double down on my parlay.
Mancini's bread in Pittsburgh. So good.
Go under 2.5.
Great bread.
Turkey and draw plus 170 if I wanted to double down. I'm not going to because the way that is the game starting to go towards Turkey at all?
I mean, they've had a few. Nah, not really. I mean, it still feels like Italy's going to get one, but...
Are you going to take a shot on Montreal plus the 330 for the series, maybe?
I'll sprinkle on it, yeah. But, I mean, they're in tough.
Tony from Tampa, what do you got? Tony? Tampa? Tampa from Tony? Tony from Tampa? Jay, is he muted? No? Hello, Tony?
Tony?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there he is. We go. Tony. What are you doing, Tony?
Sorry about that, guys. Shout out you guys. Shout out Gump. I'm always hyping him up after a big day. Let's have a day, pal.
Let's go, baby.
Also, before I give out my NBA bet, just want to give a shout out to Nick. He gave out the, or he suggested at least the Vegas series price after they went down 2-0. That cashed yesterday.
Nice. Did you take that? I did not.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate that. Otherwise, my NBA prop for tonight is DeAndre Ayton over 15.5. He's gone over this 4 out of the 5 games against Denver this year, and the only one he didn't go over was last game, and it was at 15, so only under by 0.5. I'll take it. I'll ride it.
Thanks, Don. I love DeAndre Ayton. He's one of my favorite young players to watch.
He's played well in these playoffs.
Is just so tall,
ball, dude.
So athletic. You know who they're missing? The maestro in the middle.
Pirlo?
They're missing Pirlo.
They got a ringer on the bench still, too.
Do you think if Tati was up top, they'd probably...
Oh, man. Tati didn't take shit from anybody.
That guy playing his whole career just with Roma makes him that much better.
He's a legend.
What's his name up to? Who had the mohawk, the blowing mohawk?
Who? Balotelli?
Yeah, what's Marco up to?
He's...
Mario.
Mario.
He's had a tough go. I really wanted to see him succeed at Liverpool. He was awesome. I think he's in like second or third division in France, it feels like. Maybe Italy.
Scott from Buffalo, what do you got? Scott? The hell is going on?
We're
going
to need a touch of class here, it feels like.
Scott, Buffalo?
Are you talking Don?
Yeah, there you go, Don.
Don in Buffalo.
Don in Buffalo. What you got going on, dude?
Not much. I'm watching a little bit of the Euros. Nice. I can't bet it here because it's not allowed.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. But
I know. So am I. But I had a question for Nicky Skates.
Sure.
So everyone goes regulation on these games. What about going -1, where if it goes into overtime, you still got a shot at the push? Like I took Vegas -1 last night, cashed it. I had it for the Montreal closing game. I took a -1. The game ended up pushing, but it would have lost if you took them in regulation.
If you can get it, yeah.
-1.
Yeah, if you can get it and you're fine living with the push, then...
I don't hate his thinking there.
Keep it going.
Does FanDuel offer the -1?
I haven't seen it.
No, you... For a lot of games, you can go in and tease them, but hockey games, you can't tease a half in FanDuel. So that is
every once in a while, they'll do it live. I was able to catch a couple in the regular season where it was -1 live in game.
Yeah,
but I don't think you can do it before the game.
Like, alternate spreads here.
Oh. Yeah, usually the alternate spreads are 2.5 or.
But no, that makes a lot of sense to do it.
Yeah.
We are all about on this show finding more ways to give yourself as many outs as possible. Right, Paul?
Yep. That's fucking 2 really good chances already for Immobley, man.
Fuck yeah. What did you guys say about him yesterday?
He struggles on, yeah. He struggles on the international stage. Oh, God.
He's in. Foul, sir!
Oh, get up. You stink.
Tony, you cheering against your own heritage is actually so fucked up, me watching this.
Thank you, Mitt.
I am all for gambling and
give
cheering
that guy
for the ticket,
a card for
dude,
that
come
dive.
On.
Disgusting.
Mitt.
You know, you didn't have to bet the game, Tony. You sat it out.
No, you got to bet the
you
first one.
You
could have
waited for that this super why, boost, dude.
This is why I don't bet the Steelers, because I don't. That would be fucked up.
I know.
Be-
I felt really bad going against the Sox.
Mitt, you're right, Mitt. You're right.
But it's not my heritage.
No, no, you're
right. My love.
You're disgusted watching me. I never thought I'd hear Mitt say he's disgusted with me, but this is a new low.
Come on, Italy.
You know what
get
it's called,
one,
Mitt?
One, dude.
It's called being a degenerate.
Oh, skin him. Skin him.
No. All right.
It's skin him. Right. Oh, he's gone.
Tony, it's
here it
okay.
Is.
I've actually. I
here it is.
There.
Oh.
Ball in the box. Who is this Messi / Gattuso?
Dude, that guy's the best. He plays for Napoli. He's a fucking ringer.
All right, let's get to...
it's coming
let's
here.
Let's get to some more calls here before half. At half, we'll do MLB.
We don't want this to go to half the way Italy's going. We don't want the break.
Man, if we're being honest...
Oh, what
I'm
a ball.
I'm disgusted with myself.
Oh, no, come on.
These fucking guys,
actually,
man.
I should probably
that's tough
put my chains
right
away.
That ball,
that's
too.
Tough left foot.
Loveland, what do you got? So there's
How many handballs are these guys gonna get? VAR.
What is VAR for?
Oh, get the call. Need it.
This ref looks like
Potential. Yep. Immobile. Oh, you fucking stink, dude.
Come on.
Tell you what.
How many fucking times?
His hand was on his body.
I don't give a shit, dude.
On his body.
Loveland, are you going to say something or not?
This Joni
Loveland. Oh, I didn't even know I was on.
Oh.
What's up?
Thought I was talking to my other friend Loveland sitting in here.
I heard Land. I was like, who's Land? Gotta
you,
be me.
You, pal.
Papa
What's up?
Land.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, you?
Good, you.
Doing well, you know?
Yeah,
what's going Loving on? Loving Donnie Mitchell.
Yeah.
Hey, just going back on that, I think that you guys do or get a lot of crap about Utah just because if you guys don't talk about them that much, but it's Utah, it's boring, it's Salt Lake City.
What do you mean we don't talk about Utah? We talk about Utah every game they play, dude. I bet on them all the time.
Loveland.
I want to hear it from you, Mitt.
All right.
Okay, shut up. Hang up on this guy. who are you, Loveland? Shut up. Fuck that guy.
Loveland, I am so sorry. I had to hang up because Mitt told me to. I understand what you're saying.
That's a handball every fucking time.
Please
dude.
Call back in. I didn't call it.
Listen,
Loveland, please call back in.
I'm not an NBA guy. You talked about the Clippers and Jazz, and you talked about how it was going to be very hard to win there when they got a full when they had full capacity.
Yeah, yeah. But also, the location of where your team is located, like Salt Lake City being boring and shit like that, like you're talking about, has nothing to do with gambling at all.
I was also born in Utah, grew up a Jazz fan for like 7 years, moved, and I talk about him all the time. I bet on him all the time. Shut up. I hate that guy. I got attacked also this year. NBA fans are the worst.
Loveland, please call back in.
Don't call back in.
I don't like being mean to people.
Well, no, this is a problem across the sports listeners. Media landscape where everyone thinks you have to be a cheerleader for teams.
Yeah.
You don't.
No.
You're allowed to criticize a team. It's okay. It doesn't mean you don't like them. It just means you see a flaw or an error, and you're allowed to talk about it.
Or if I don't talk about them, it's because I don't have an opinion on the game because I don't know which way it's going to go.
Bingo.
Denny from Jersey, what do you got?
I mean, how was that not given a penalty?
Did we go to half?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get why people keep complaining about their favorite team. No one gives a fuck about your favorite team. We're here for dead presidents and to win.
That's right, Denny.
But it's Dennis. But besides that, UFC 263, I got some picks.
Okay.
I remember last time, I think it might have been Tuesday. I think it was, it was that other Foxy. He was saying that there wasn't any good cards left. I feel like UFC every.
Well, Foxy's
like,
an idiot.
Yeah. Every like two cards, there's always crazy cards. This one, I'm liking Israel Adesanya by KO versus Marvin Vettori.
Mm hmm.
They have some bad blood. If you've seen the weigh-ins,
listen, I'm pretty good on that. I can't go against Vittori's Italian. I've been doing it too much lately. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, you're doing it right now. I'm riding with Gumpy on this Italian bet.
Good luck.
Brandon Moreno and Davison Figueroa. I like them. To not go the distance. So by KO, TKO, or DQ, get some plus money on that. The last fight was really close, but. I think Brandon Moreno could take him down in the second. And Chase Hooper versus Steven Peterson. The line's too close. It's because everyone rides Chase Hooper's dick. He's a kid. He can't fight. He's going to get his ass beat by Steven Peterson.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Chase Hooper or Cooper?
Hooper Cooper?
He didn't like him.
Huh? Doesn't matter. Can't fight.
Do you want to do some MLB real quick during halftime?
Carry on.
Did you take the Chicago and St. Louis game?
No, I was going to be on it. Then I saw Hendricks was cards. Off the mound. Yeah, I'm glad I avoided that one, my friend.
We got a bunch of games, and I'd actually like a few of them. And one from last night. By the way, the rollover, somebody hit all nine. And if you do have a game that you picked and it wasn't your fault that it wasn't played, it's postponed. Guy has no run first inning for Washington and San Francisco. So if that hits, someone hit the rollover from last night. So that game again, Discofani and Scherzer. I believe the odds actually got better if you wanted to take the Giants. Did you take them again?
Yeah, I did, and I hate it even more today than I did yesterday.
Don't love it. I don't fucking love it, but I...
I'm a sucker. Anytime I see the Giants plus a half, I have to take it.
I also took it. Game I also took, Atlanta at Miami, Chucky Morton and Sandy Alcantara. You going Chucky or?
I ain't touching this one.
I'm going with Sandy Alcantara.
Oof.
Miami first five plus a half, minus 152. I know we love Chuck.
Yeah.
Sandy's been better.
Yeah.
Miami's actually been hitting pretty well, so I'm going with the Marlins there. You have anything for Baltimore and Tampa? Keegan Aiken and Ryan Yarbrough.
Yeah, this number came down a bit, so I'm going to take the Rays money line. Yarbrough, complete game last time, two earned.
You mean it came down so like people were on the Orioles?
Yeah, like you.
I am on the Orioles. First five plus a half, minus 110. Keegan Aiken, who's been mostly out of the bullpen, but he's had two starts. His last two starts are pretty good. Yarbrough is not a guy who goes a long time. He's just here for a good time. Baltimore number one, actually, against lefties the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something around that time. So I decided to roll the dice with the plus a half value there, Poe.
Fair play.
Giolito, you taking him?
Yeah. White Sox first five.
I stayed away for some reason, but...
Tigers have been decent, but I mean, you get... Anytime I get the White Sox at a decent price, like minus 150 or less, I'm going to take the White Sox.
I assume you're staying away from Cincy in Colorado. That was a huge line.
Yeah, I can't believe the Reds are minus 1.5.
First five.
Yeah.
But still, I don't trust Kyle Freeland from 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. I would take the Rockies in the spot.
I mean, get Del Piero his boots and get him on the field.
DeGrom versus Snell. DeGrom's actually wasn't... He's like minus 160, wasn't it? Minus 170 now.
The total was 5.5.
Still 5.5. 2.5 for first five total.
2.5?
2.5.
I mean, Snell could give up 5 in an inning the way he's going.
DeGrom has gone 58 innings and has given up 4 earned runs.
And he's batting what? 350?
And he has 90-some strikeouts. He's a fucking machine. Minus 170 is probably the lowest I've seen him in a long time.
He was at San Diego on Sunday against Gosman. No, Gosman's on the Giants. Musgrove. He was minus 130 for like a minute. First five, I couldn't believe it.
Justin Dunn and Aaron Civale. Cleveland's a decent sized favorite in that one. Is why I stayed away from it, I think.
Yeah, I want to take the Mariners plus a half here. Savali's last two, he's gone 12 innings, 17 hits, 8 earned. Dunn's last three, 16 and a third, 4 earned. I lean strongly Mariners plus a half
here. Ross Stripling and Garrett Richards go for Toronto and Boston. I stayed away from that one.
Yeah, I'm not touching this. Stripling has been good his last three, 17 innings, yeah, 2 earned. He was earned.
Bad for a while. Jose Urquidy and Bailey Ober for the Twins. I laid the half here.
Who's going for the Twins?
Bailey Ober.
What happened to the Shoemaker?
Good question, but I assume Bailey Ober.
The Shoemaker's last time out went a third of an inning and gave up 8 earned runs.
When I took the half on Houston, it was Shoemaker.
So Astros are down to minus 160 first five. That's why I hopped on.
So I have... Oh, so you got Astros with Shoemaker or the new one?
I'm guessing it wasn't with Shoemaker.
The line now... is minus 154 Astros, yeah. First five.
I mean, Urquidy got roughed up last time out, but it was against the Jays. They got a good line.
Minus 114. I got him at minus a half, minus 130. So people are actually maybe leaning toward the Twins now. I'm gonna stick with the Astros here.
Yeah, I got Astros first five.
I don't know who Bailey Ober is, but...
I mean, he can't be any worse than fucking the maker of shoes.
Mr. Shoemaker. The Brewers were minus like 350.
I mean, are you shitting me?
We'll stay away from that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Ohtani versus Merrill Kelly. I assume you're staying away?
No.
Really?
I'm taking Ohtani.
Wow. First time?
Yeah.
I figured. I was flirting with it too.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, the D-backs have what? Lost 7 straight. Kelly's gone at least 6 his last 5, but he's given up runs. I mean, Ohtani against a weaker lineup in the National League, maybe. I'll take the minus 140 Angels money.
Brady Singer and Cole Irvin. I was looking to take the Royals. I don't think I did, but I was leaning heavy. I didn't, though. Did you?
I'm on the A's here.
Oh, yeah. Cause
I like Cole Irvin. Brady Singer was decent his last time out, six innings, one earned. But, yeah, I like the Athletics at home here.
And then Folty and Kershaw, that's a large line. I assume you stayed.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one.
Okay, before we get back to calls, I want to take a look at the live line on Turkey and Italy since we are doing it live here. Minus 230, Italy to win.
Minus 230 now?
Plus 250 to draw, plus 1,000 for Turkey to win. The over-under is 1.5, minus 120 to the under, minus 105 to the over. First goal scorer, Immobile's plus 420. No goal scorers, plus 380. Anytime goal scorer. Do you think it's going to... You think it stays 0-0?
That is a big concern right now. Like I said, this is a 1-0 game. If Italy wins it, I don't think.
Draw no bet.
I mean, 14 shots to zero.
Is Turkey? Oh boy.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm with you here, pal. Team props half. Turkey to score goals plus 260. Italy to score goal minus 430. If that tells you anything. Seems as if the odds makers think Italy's going to get one.
They're seeing what we're seeing.
I mean, should have had at least one penalty shot, if not two.
So, hold on a second. Italy to score a goal is minus 410. Turkey to score a goal, plus 250. Now, if you look at that, you think the odds makers think Italy's going to score and doesn't think Turkey's going to score. So, why would you lay the 400? You could just get Italy minus 220 to win. Because it's most likely at this point going to be Italy 1-0 or 2-0 at the most, right?
You'd have to hope. I mean, this is the thing, man. If Immobile's not going, I don't know where the goals come from for this Italy squad. That's been the biggest concern.
What are you talking about, dude? Chiellini is all around the box set pieces.
Chiellini might be our best chance.
Drew.
There it was.
Drew from Ontario. What do you got? That was an
incredible save, by the way.
Hello?
What's up, Drew? Hello?
Hammer time.
All
right, so first of all, with Phoenix Suns, I don't know why they're still the dogs. Like, I think Denver's just going to roll over and die tonight. I like the money line on that. Just take Phoenix Suns. They'll be over. And then also, DeAndre Ayton, last eight games, six double-doubles. In every game he's played against Denver Nuggets this season, he's hit the double-double. So that's around minus 120 on my Mickey Mouse books. I don't know what it is on FanDuel, but I think you got to hammer that. And looking at the Euros tomorrow, I also like Daniel James to score plus 500.
Thank you, Drew. You know who Daniel James is, Po?
Plays for Man United. He's like, quick as hell.
You like him to potentially score?
What was it, plus 550?
Yeah, some plus 500-ish.
On Wales? I mean, if anybody's scoring on Wales, I'm good. Like, Gareth Bale's going to... I mean, I hope he has a tournament because he's going to he's going to retire from soccer after this tournament. I really do think so. Unless he wants to just go back to Real and collect a check.
Which... I hope not. He seemed like he was having fun out there. DeAndre Ayton minus 160 to have a double-double.
DeAndre Ayton to have a double-double and Phoenix to win is plus 260 as a player for performance double.
That's not bad.
The Phoenix game feels like the Nets last night, though.
This is one of these games I'm going to stay away from strictly because of that situation. Now, we're going back to Denver. I'm going to stay away from that game. Mate, are you taking it? Did I ask you, are you taking any games tonight?
I am taking both the games tonight. I'm taking both the dogs. And I got to take the over in the Phoenix game. Let's go. It's at like 222.5. So I just think that's way too low.
So you're taking Suns and Hawks?
I'm taking the Suns, I'm taking the Hawks, both with the points, and then I'm taking the over of the Suns Denver game. I'm thinking Denver's going to come out with a little more offense, and the Suns are still going to just obviously handle business.
Zach, I'll get to you in a second when Nick comes back into the room. Pierce from Seattle, what do you got?
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hey, boys, I just want to shout out to the boys. Played a 16 parlay yesterday, hit 5 of the 6, last one today, and I mixed a lot of your plays. So, Mitt with the Nets +3.5, sweat that one.
Okay.
Jazz -2.5. Was worried at halftime, so I took the Clippers +10.5 and middled it, so I'm still alive.
That boy.
Gambino with the Athletic checked in the 7th inning. They're losing 3-1, freaked out. Saw they won the first 5, so it's kind of a test to the first 5 play. And then Nikki Skates with the Knights took them over as well. So my question is for Mitt.
Okay.
I took Denver Nuggets money line. I'm already made my money, but wondering yourself, how much I should hedge.
Mitt, put the camera on yourself.
You just said Suns money line. You're on the other side, so I'm wondering how much I should should I go 50-50? What's your thoughts?
I am not really the hedge king. I actually just dipped my toes into this water.
You do love hedging, though. You did love it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand it. I'm going to be honest. Just make sure if you're going to hedge, I think the general thing is make sure whichever way the game ends, you make money.
That is, I'm not that's sure. Hedging, baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's hedging.
That's sports betting, baby. Oh, we got substitutions here. They bring in 2 guys on?
Yeah, boys were working hard in the first. Hedging, especially when the Suns have been so dominant so far. He had Nuggets money line, correct?
Yeah, he said he had Nuggets money line. It seems like it was in a parlay, though.
Oh, we got fucking DiLorenzo coming on,
yeah, I couldn't tell if it was because he said he had 5 out of 6 already. If you're doing a 16 parlay, that makes hedging a lot easier. Because you got a lot more money to work with because your winnings will be more.
D-Lo.
Trust your initial thought.
D-Lorenzo.
But hedge a little bit on the sun.
Come on, lads.
Just need
1 fucking goal, dude. You can't start a tournament like this 0-0 draw.
Yes, you can. Zach from Michigan, turn off the blender. What's up? Mitt?
Hey, I apologize. Can you boys hear me all right?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Paul?
All right, man. Sorry about that. I'm at work. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I love you guys.
I've love you.
Hammer down. Every day since you guys started. I've been trying to call in. Dump.
What's up,
go
dude?
Go Canadians, baby.
Let's go, dude.
Game 6 against Tampa, +100. Hit. Game 7. Hit. Game 1 and 2 against the Jets. Hit. Took the series. Hit. Sweep. Hit. Stanley Cup, baby. Let's go. +330, I think it is. I'm going to take them +330 against the Vegas Knights, too. Canadians, Team of Destiny, Stanley Cup. Let's go, baby. Love you, boys.
Let's go. So Zach just wanted to call in and fucking hype up the Habs, huh?
Loves the Habs.
Team of Destiny. I mean.
You hate the Habs.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't really care for them. I mean,
yeah, we talked earlier about how we don't hate teams, but I think you hate the Habs.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, you haven't interacted with their fan base.
No, I haven't.
Ever. And if you think like Yankees fans or any of those, like Cowboys fans, Canadians fans are the same way. They won 20 cups 50 years ago, and they'll make you think it was yesterday and that they're the capital of the hockey world. Listen, this ain't 1934, okay? Rocket Richard ain't lacing them up anymore.
I wish he was, too. This guy's leg
now, I haven't said that.
Incredible.
I am looking forward to Carey Price versus Marc-Andre Fleury back in Montreal in his hometown. It should be an electric series, but I just think the Knights are going to steamroll them.
Okay. That's your opinion?
And if they don't, and if they somehow, some way, weasel their way through another series, Tampa will pound them into the dirt.
Justin from Jersey. I believe that one.
How was that offside?
Justin from Jersey, what do you got?
What are these fucking refs doing, dude?
Justy, Jersey? Justin from Jersey. Maybe. Justin, are you on mute? I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Is the fix 9, in against 8, the Italians?
7. No, the maybe. No. No, they're playing on. There he is. Justin, attaboy.
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Yes, shout out to Gumpy.
Shout out.
I do have 1 question for Gumpy. You're a big Liverpool fan. I just wanted to know, what are your
thoughts on Liverpool transfer ideas? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who do you want them to bring in?
Thank you, Justin. Let's get into some Liverpool transfer talk.
I don't think they need anybody. I think once they get Van Dijk and Henderson back, I mean, you lose those two guys. That's your heart and soul. I mean, would be nice to get a striker, but...
Is Salah still the guy?
Yeah.
We're not bringing anybody in.
Hey, Salah.
It's money.
Yeah. I think they will bring somebody in, but it's unless it's Haaland, like, I don't know.
You love Haaland.
Yeah, and if he goes to Man City or Chelsea, it is going to be a fucking nightmare, dude. For years. He's so young.
Tottenham, dude. Foul?
Nah.
Nah, what?
It was a fucking flop, dude.
He's
Turkey guy, I mean.
Brett from Illinois, what do you got? Hey, fucking.
How are you guys doing? Hammer down.
How you doing, Brett? How you doing?
Dad.
So I'm curious if you guys get into numerology, like doing with like kind of like horoscopes and like the day of the year and that kind of thing when it comes to gambling.
Excuse me, what?
Do you guys get into like the, say, you know, like today's the 11th of June, okay. 2021, right?
Yeah.
So if you add up 6 plus 11 plus 21,
get there.
You get 38.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck.
So if you take 38 and you apply it to maybe some of the games tonight, look at baseball. Sorry, I got a mitt problem here.
No problem.
Not old, no drink. Yeah, some teams like waiting on a 38 win. I believe it's like the Padres, the A's, and the Dodgers.
I love this.
Wait.
So wait. So the Padres, A's, and Dodgers all are at 37 wins?
Correct.
And numerology will tell you since it's June 11th, 2021, you add that up to 38, that they have to win tonight.
Well, I mean, that could be one case, but maybe you take a look at Devin Booker tonight.
Okay.
To have 38
points. He's got 5 wins versus Austin Rivers.
5 wins.
And he's 5-8 against Austin Rivers lifetime. Three of these wins come in the regular season, so he's 3-8 against.
But what if you use the full year and it's 40 instead of 38?
Who are we taking in that situation? That situation that you just laid out. Who am I betting?
I might have said that wrong.
Oh, that's not good. It's not good for your case.
No. Keep going. Wait, are you one? Are you drinking a beer right now?
I'm actually sipping off some tea.
Oh, some tea. Yeah, I mean, he's a numerology guy. He's not going to be drinking a fucking beer.
Crushing IPA.
All right,
Grandma, sweet tea.
Brett, I'm going to put in a numerology. This is the numerology parlay of the day. Who are those baseball teams again?
So, it would be San Diego Padres, Oakland A's, and Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oakland A's, and Dodgers. And then... we were taking Devin Booker to win? The Suns to win?
Well, actually, no. I'm going to kind of flip this here a little bit on you.
Crunch the numbers.
So, we're going to go on a parlay. We'll go Jokic over 29.5 points.
How come?
Booker. Because he's living in a city, and Colorado is 38. Like, if you study Hebrew form of gematria.
Exactly.
Replacing letters with numbers.
Okay.
And so Colorado was a 38, and if you took this and applied this, they'd be a 38. So I'm guessing Jokic's going to go over at least 38 points.
Anything else that I should put in this numerology parlay of the day?
Let's go. We can add the Jokic scores 20, Jokic scores 30, 35.
Whoa.
You know, Booker goes under 27.5.
Okay.
Maybe throw Mikal Bridges with over 12.5.
Okay.
Just to make it a little more fun.
Okay.
But I don't know if it'll work, but it's worth a shot.
Tell you what, if this hits, man, I'll try anything in gambling. If this hits.
Yeah, I mean, I get to the point where it's like flip a coin, so I'm like trying new shit. So
coins hasn't been great for us.
Try the baseball one, see if that works first.
Hey, thanks, Brett. Brown, could you get on a microphone, please? Brown!
Bruce. Need you, Bruce.
Bruce.
Come on, Bruce. Oh, here it is. Come on.
Oh, he's got him.
Skinned him.
Let's go! fucking own Goldham. Come on.
Oh, sweet.
It's coming home. Yeah. I said it. Scozzoni.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Tell you what, the numerology call straight into that goal that might be the highlight that guy of the might show. Be in
fucking good I mean, he, luck, that
guy was
good
you want to talk luck. About fucking who was paying this guy?
He's trying to keep
no,
it
No, he didn't. He fucking chested it right into the goal.
Skinned him, dude.
Donnie Berardi put it in.
Fucking, fucking Mickey Mouse, Johnny dude.
Berardi. Let's See. Go, dude.
I hope you feel good. That guy's going to go back home and get killed.
That's karma for those three handballs in the first half.
I mean, Italy might fucking steamboat this thing now,
boys.
Still
going to stay under 3.5.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little concerned.
Hey, Brown.
This could get ugly.
What'd that guy tell you when he called in?
I said he wanted to talk about numerology and gambling, and I was like, what is that? And he started explaining it, and I was like, all right, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but this is going to be pretty funny, I think. So I put him through and texted you to make sure he got to Brett.
Seemed like a good guy, and I think it's going to work. Did you put the parlay in?
I have two. I have the Padres and not the Dodgers, whatever that.
You're on the Padres against DeGrom?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if
it's an inflated price. Yeah, I think you guys kind of overvalue starting pitching a little bit. I play full games only, and I look at trends and try to, you know, see if Blake Snell can get me a tie.
I mean, you've seen these guys.
Oh, Italy's fucking.
I respect it. I actually just started up baseball betting this week, heavy. So.
The disrespect that this guy shows this show.
No, that's not true.
Just started baseball betting this week, and fucking he's already talking Bruce, shit on you guys.
No, heavily. I'm a gambler, not a handicapper.
Bruce will read me off some trends. Like, I believe there's one this morning that the. You know, the A's on a Friday coming off a game where they scored more than 5 in the temperatures less than fucking 78. Is that not?
Yeah, I'll try to pull one up. They are pretty funny. So the Padres are 5-0 as a road dog of +140 or more off a home game when seeking same season revenge against their opponent's starting pitcher.
See?
The Mets are 0-4 as a rested favorite of -140 or more in the first game of a series after a 5+ run win as a favorite. Blake Snell is a bad man.
When he's done.
Thanks, Brad. Hey, love you, kid.
Love you, Bruce.
Love you, Bruce.
Bruce. Fucking Azuri, dude. Fucking Mancini went in at halftime and said, boys, there's no fucking cigarettes after the game unless we get a goal. I mean, they were shot out of a cannon in this half,
He shoulders it in. Watch him.
Oh, I mean, he tried,
right
dude.
Right in the gut.
He tried.
He didn't try, dude. Has he ever played dodgeball before? I mean, I'm sure it was going in if it misses.
If this stays 1-0, it would be fucking
huge for you.
I mean, fucking trifecta.
I did hedge myself with the Super Boost, though. Just something to think about.
Oh, shit.
What
are we doing here, boys? Oh, God.
Luchin from the Netherlands. Did I say that right?
Yeah, about right. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Wesley Schneider.
Yeah, good. Watching the show, loving the show, obviously. Also listening to the pod and the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, awesome.
First, I wanted to do an answer for the guy who asked for the transfer from Liverpool. I think you need another midfielder because Wijnaldum is leaving, and he can play all the positions. So I think they need a little bit of depth there.
What part of the Netherlands are you from?
What's that?
I agree. I live in Amsterdam, actually, the capital. Nice. So where we can smoke all the pot.
I'm aware.
Yeah, I needed your opinion because I'm from the Netherlands, so I'm obviously biased on the Euros. I need a neutral opinion about how we're going to perform. I think betting-wise, it would be a smart move to bet like actually all the games against the Netherlands. Because I don't like our coach, but as soon as I am from the Netherlands, I need someone else to give me advice on this.
Yeah, the coach.
If you have some advice.
The coach had a tough go at. He wasn't great at Crystal Palace. He's not a great coach. I'm backing Netherlands a bit. Like, I'm taking them to beat Ukraine just because they haven't been in a major tournament and they've missed the last two, right? So it feels like
They should show up with some fight, but I mean, you're from Netherlands. I could be way off on that, pal.
Listen, I think...
Yeah, no, you're right about the coach, because first he was at Ajax and he won like four league championships, but it doesn't say anything because they're the best team. But
yeah.
Then he went to Inter Milan, he sucked. He went to Crystal Palace, they sucked. And then he went to Atlanta United and he was there for a year and, well, then he got fired because of some stupid incident or something. And then they made him the head coach of the Netherlands and I thought, well, what the heck are you doing? And now they're playing a like 5-3-2 instead of 4-3-3, which is always a Dutch way of playing football. Mm. And I don't understand it, but
hey.
I thought maybe you can talk some sense into me in having trust in the Netherlands.
As long as you have the Vans, Nistelrooy, Van der Sar,
Van Dijk, that's the biggest
issue. Wesley Sneijder, Ian Robin, as long as those boys are showing up, I think you're fine. Thanks, Lucian.
That guy was awesome.
I love the Vans. I used to, the first FIFA, the FIFA World Cup edition in like 2006, did the you Netherlands have, was, fucking Ruud van Nistelrooy was the guy.
FIFA 2001, do you remember Rivaldo was the only player who had left or had white boots?
No.
And the ball just stuck to his left foot. He was incredible.
In 98, you could play indoors. It was awesome. Dawn from Buffalo.
We already talked to Don.
Is this the same Don?
He did get dropped earlier, so.
Oh. Don, is this
Don? Yes, it is the same Don.
Lay it off, dude. What the hell's going on, Don?
What's going on, guys? Hammer Don?
Hammer Don. What the hell's going on?
Nothing. So tonight, what are we liking for basketball? I'm going Suns money line. They're the better team.
Thanks, Don. How does someone get through it twice, Brian?
Bruce.
Call got dropped.
What do you mean got dropped?
I don't know. He tweeted us. So his call got dropped.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was on the line, but we didn't talk to him?
No, we talked to him. He was asking Nick about hockey.
My short-term memory is completely gone.
CTE, dude.
Let's just keep...
Basketball tonight.
Nigel might be onto something with just taking the under 2.5 every game.
I want to see what happens in Suns and Nuggets and... Hawks Sixers, I got no idea for this game. Mitt likes the dogs in both of them, though.
Dogs are barking. If just based off the last couple games, too, if there's a big lead and you see a very large, like 10 plus point live spread, also take that for sure because those have been coming. Those have been coming home.
Basketball, there is always a run to get back into the game.
Has it always? It feels like it hasn't always been like this, has it?
For basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a few years ago when I moved here. If the favorite was down at half, I just automatically took them and it was paying well.
Yeah, I hopped on Clippers last night, money line. I thought they were going to make a run. They did. They just fell off at the end.
Tyler.
Really, jump like really 2 years ago it was like this. Last year, no, because of the bubble.
Yeah. Tyler, go ahead.
Hey, hammer down, boys.
Hammer down. Down.
That's a terrible ball.
Hey, got a college football week one line for you.
Let's go.
Mac Brown and the boys down at Chapel Hill. -6.5 at Virginia Tech at +100. Oh, hop on that now. It's going to be closer to -10.
Only -6
by the time kickoff comes in September.
Thank you. North Carolina is, I believe, supposed to be the second best team in the ACC this season.
Oh, behind Pitt.
Return of the Mac, baby.
I think behind Clemson. I could check, though. It might be Pitt.
If Kenny Pickett's still throwing the ball, I'm not watching a game this year.
I have no idea.
Why do you think Germany jumped to the favorite to win that group?
That is France, wild. France and Portugal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's another one of France is +160 to win their group, and Germany or Belgium is down to -115.
Am I going to put in a huge Euro under parlay right now?
It feels as if that's the play. I mean, tomorrow you look at. Tomorrow Belgium. Nigel said not Netherlands, Ukraine though.
Correct, or England, Croatia.
That England-Croatia game is going to be a banger.
I already took the under on Austria and North Macedonia because I don't think North Macedonia is
going to
be
able to score. I hope England doesn't try to be something they aren't. Like, if you can't defend, you can't defend. Don't try to sit
don't
in.
Don't sit back.
You know, yeah. try and win 5-2. You know?
Yeah.
Don't try and win 1-0 and sit on. That's how they lost to Croatia. Like, he wasn't off. It's how they lost to Croatia in the World Cup. Immobile needs to get one here, dude. He really does.
I'm gonna have to finish my sleeve.
Me too.
That's what I'm seeing.
I'm gonna have to start.
You have to start.
I better start winning some bets.
I gotta start with my hand.
I got fucking. This was from the first World Cup. No, I gotta get.
I feel like once I get a full hand piece, that's what it's gonna.
Sorry, last World Cup, man. Not the first one ever.
First one ever.
My baseball plays were Giants first five plus a half, Miami first five plus a half, Baltimore first five plus a half, and Houston minus a half first five. Gumpy, yours were?
I ended up with six somehow, but that's usually how Fridays go.
Okay.
Giants first five plus a half, White Sox first five money line, A's first five money line, Angels first five money line, Astros first five money line, Rays first five money line.
Awesome. Mitt, you like the dogs in NBA. Nick, on Sunday, you're kind of leaning towards the Lightning, correct?
I'm taking the Lightning, yeah. Okay. I'm just debating if I do it money line or puck line. Probably just
60-minute, baby.
Yeah, probably just go reg just to be safe and feel it out for that first game, see what happens.
Jay, who'd you have this weekend?
I got nothing, but I got nothing.
Okay.
Isn't Nate Diaz a plus money fighter right now?
Oh, wait. Yeah,
Diaz.
Were we taking Diaz?
I'm taking Diaz. Yeah, plus 400.
He was plus 400, wasn't he?
I mean, we know nothing. I know nothing about him.
Nate Diaz smokes pot and is really cool.
I mean, we've got calls today from India and Holland.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking cool.
It's awesome. I love it.
Very cool.
I love our listeners. Love every single one of you. Even Loveland, even though Mitt's mad at you right now.
You don't like that Utah Jazz guy.
I hate that fucking guy.
That's Loveland.
No, it's not.
No,
that's a different. That's Jazzland.
Trust me. If that was Loveland, he would have never gone on the line.
What do we got here? 65th minute?
65th.
How are these Turks 1-0. Paying their players? I thought their whole financial system collapsed.
International players do not get
paid. Or was that Greece? That was Greece, wasn't it?
Greece. That was Greece. I'm sure.
Remember when Greece won the Euros, right?
Did they win or lose in the finals? No, or was that Iceland?
No, they lost in the finals.
Remember when Iceland made a run?
Yeah. They knocked off England.
Live line. Italy minus 1,300. Plus 800 to tie. 5,000.
I mean, if we start this thing with a trifecta, this would be a beautiful start, my friends.
Hey, you are the best. That's how it's done.
The international game is tough, though. To bet on, I find.
But at least they're trying, right?
What's that?
They're trying, right?
Who?
The players.
I mean, you'd have to think.
They care.
Tony, would there be a sense to, if I only took the super boost of Italy to win, would there be a sense to hedge a tie here just in case, like, Turkey comes out, scores?
No. What'd you say?
What? Would there be a sense to hedge right now a tie, like $10 to try and cover my ass? No.
Finish this.
I mean, you could.
Finish this.
If you really
there
want
it
to.
Is.
Turkey hasn't even sniffed the other end of the field.
Man. Oh, there it is. Immobile. Immobile. Immobile.
Woo!
Woo!
There he is. Immobile to score. What was that? Plus 500? Well, I was right the entire time. It's coming home. Super boost. All right, this game's over. That means we can end the show.
I'll do...
Would you send it? You think this guy who's tweeting us thinks that I'm hanging up on him?
Who?
Nick?
Yeah, Don tweeted us again and said, what the fuck had happened again? I'll talk to you tomorrow on Spaces. I think you're just hanging up on him.
He wants to talk to you, Tony.
Yeah.
Is this Don from Buffalo?
Yeah.
Don,
That's how Tony treats people, Don. Don't
that's
worry
not
about
how
it.
I treat people.
I mean, we don't need.
He asked, what do we think's going on in the NBA tonight? And I said, thanks, Don. And
I mean, we talked to him twice.
We talked to him twice today. Yeah. It's never happened on this show.
Don't worry about it. He'll talk to Gumpy tomorrow on Spaces.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
What should we do tomorrow? Maybe I'll do Spaces for Belgium Russia at 3.
Early.
Yeah, because I think tomorrow night might have a few. Might have a few bevies.
Okay,
the claw machine is back.
A few bevies with the boys.
Claw machine repaired.
Yeah, feels like we're back in action.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, if the weather cooperates, it keeps switching around.
It's rained every day here for 5 straight days.
Yeah,
yeah, but
and every day
that's happened the last 2 weeks. But the weekend has been beautiful both times.
Sure,
it's a.
But then you go outside and it's a swarm of cicadas. So
yeah, we'll do
it's your poison.
The wildlife, you guys.
We'll do spaces tomorrow, 3:00, Belgium, Russia.
Okay. I don't know what to do with the rollover because we don't know if it's going to hit until like 7 o'clock tonight. Maybe we'll just, no matter what happens, maybe we'll just restart at 250 tomorrow. What do you think, pal? I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We'll figure it out.
Put your bets in. Fucking let us know if you hit.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Monday. We'll tweet out all of our picks and stuff for this weekend.
Any questions about any of the footy? I'm always sitting on my phone on the weekend, so
just don't piss them off.
Don't DM me. Just tweet me, and I will respond. Don't DM me asking for picks at fucking 8 a.m. when I tweet out picks every day.
Why do you still have your DMs on? If you're annoyed with everybody DMing you.
You never know what could pop in.
All right, that's a show. Hammer.